Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited to have our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll be celebrating his 15th anniversary with us a little bit later in the year. He is he's a financial expert. He's a former Wall Street guy, a recovering Wall Street guy. He's still in the investment business. He is the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101, and he's our good friend Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back with you, Jim.
Good to have you back. Recently, Gary, you've been tracking a study that the University of Utah and Harvard did on the effects of money on how people rationalize their behavior, how they justify their behavior. Talk to us about that.
Well, there's actually three things in the news recently, Jim. I sent you the one about the study by the gentleman at Harvard.
Right.
What they actually did was just propose various situations to see if people would engage in unethical behavior. And what they found out is if you just said, would you do this? Sometimes they say something like kill a mouse or whatever. Most people would say no. But then they start introducing the concept of financial rewards into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they began to find out that people would do those things who normally would not. They would do unethical things for financial reward. And, of course, that's as old as the Bible. One of the guys actually said, we certainly found the love of money is corrupting.
Mm-hmm.
And just mere exposure to it makes people do bad things. Now, there's another study, and I didn't send this to you, Jim, but this is interesting.
Okay, well, let me stop you for a second.
Okay.
Isn't it more correct to say that the love of money makes people who would otherwise be good be bad?
Yes.
In other words, it doesn't bring out money. The love of money doesn't bring out the bad people. It makes good people do bad things.
That was the conclusion of the survey.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Was that even good people would do bad things for money.
Right.
The second thing, then, that's tied to that, and I should have sent this to you, Jim, was that two economists out of Europe did a major study on whether capitalism is making us corrupt. And these weren't mm-hmm. moralists. These were economists.
Mm-hmm.
And they concluded that capitalism, the freedom to engage in the pursuit of money, in their very word, is making us evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my language, that's their language. And that one got a lot of attention in the business press in the past couple of weeks. The third thing then that happened is the new Pope, Francis, just gave a major talk where he, in essence, said that the love of money is corrupting the world's financial systems from mm-hmm. Wall Street and so on, and that it's causing a lot of the world's problems or a result of our pursuing money without consideration of traditional moral ethics.
Right.
Interestingly, yesterday he also appointed a commission, including a couple of Americans, to clean up the Vatican Bank, because the Vatican Bank has even long been a symbol of corruption in the financial system. So I think we're
beginning. What do you think about all that? What do you think about all those three things?
Well, I think it's past time, Jim.
Is it possible that? But of course, two things we have to say. What's the alternative?
Yes.
What's the alternative? And that would be the alternative would be for government to do things for us.
No,
right?
No,
bigger government, right?
No. That's one alternative. Is external regulation,
right?
Jim.
Right.
And that never works.
The history shows that doesn't work.
Well, that's what Jesus was about with the Pharisees.
Right.
Okay, they were what we call legalistic, and they had thousands and thousands of laws about you have to do
five,
this.
Yeah, at least 500,
And it didn't work. It just made everybody uptight,
mm-hmm.
judgmental, and all the things we don't like about America today, and especially Washington, okay? Now, the other option is to do internal constraints. Morality, and that's what Jesus was all about,
mm-hmm.
was the internalization Christians, if you want to be religious about it, actually, when they do the Lord's Supper and take in the wine mm-hmm. and the wafer, that is a way of saying I'm internalizing mm-hmm. these moral concepts, and I'm not going to do it because Washington or the state tells me to do it. I'm going to do it because of what we, of love right. of neighbor as self, not instead of self, but as self.
The reason I believe that this is really coming to a head right now, and why it has become, why it really is fully on the radar screen of many people, and has become a global problem, is because of the digitizing of money, the digitizing of financial transactions. And we'll talk about this some more after these messages. This is, folks, my fourth book that I've been working on is all about this. The title is The Third Ingredient. 20 Till, right back with our good friend Gary Moore. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.